views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Welcome everybody on Vashon. Do you believe it? I mean, it's already June. Holy smokes. And it is true. The older we get, the faster time just seems to creep up on us. So I hope everybody's enjoying had a nice spring. We've had beautiful weather here. And summer is definitely underway. I mentioned last week about some of the things to look forward to this summer. And you know what? I wanted to remind all of the young folks out there that once again, the Strawberry Fest is going to be featuring Teen Jam. So if you like to sing or play an instrument or are in a band, or actually all forms of art are welcome, then start practicing or brushing up on your talents. And if you're interested, and if you are a student, it's open to all Vashon youth, middle, and high schoolers. So if you want more information on that, and there's cash prizes involved, so just contact outreach at vyfs.org for more information. And that's going to be coming up on the Pandora's Box stage on July 18th. So we got a ways to go, but certainly enough time to get your act together, so to speak. So I love being with you folks. I love June. June is my favorite month, I think. And there's all sorts of stuff going on all over the island all summer long. But one of the things that's coming up in June, and as you all know, the name of this show is Adventures in Recovery. And we talk about and address all different forms of recovery, whatever that might mean to you and to your loved ones. But also a big part of it is about recovery as far as educating everyone, especially the youth, and prevention. And I do have a guest today, and I'm very, very fortunate to have with me today a lady by the name of Peggy. And she's going to tell a little bit more about her position on the island as far as saving lives and this. But the event that I'm referring to is going to be called Talk, Tacos, and Truth. And I'll tell you what, it's all about fentanyl facts and family. Welcome, Peggy. I'm so glad you're here with us.
Thank you. I am very happy to be here. I'm glad that we could get it together to have our schedules work out.
I was really lucky to be able to get a touch. I didn't think I contacted you. I know you're very much in demand on the island, and you wear a lot of hats here.
I do wear a lot of hats. I don't know about being on demand, but yeah. So should I tell you what I do?
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Tell the public exactly what you do, how you got into your field, and like our guest we had last week, you're very much into serving others as well. In your own capacity.
Yes. Well, okay. So first I'll tell you about VARSA. So VARSA, it doesn't stand for anything now. It used to, but now what it is an organization that's youth serving. And we always stress that it's youth because some people like hide their alcohol when they're, you know, buying it at the store and mm-hmm. they're like embarrassed. And we're like, we are not about adults. We are about youth prevention. We want to prevent the first time that they use to be later in life because of their developing brain and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we do alcohol and drug prevention and then also mental health because we don't feel like you can look at one without the other. They kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people, we start doing drugs at young age because of wanting to self-medicate through certain mental health issues, correct?
Right. And there is a lot of stress and anxiety out there. So so specifically what I do is I'm the middle school person, but because we're a small organization, we all kind of do everything. But I work in the middle school And I teach classes on, I teach the units in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade on substance use prevention, which is probably really different than how we remember it when we were kids. And then I lead a suicide prevention group that uses building, it's called Sources of Strength, and it builds on the strengths of the community. And we, it's led by students. We're making a mural this year. We do all kinds of things.
Well, I would imagine that the curriculum has had to change ever since, you know, when I was at that age, it was a whole different ball game.
Yeah. You can kind of like track it by how old you are. Like, did you get Just Say No? Did you get This Is Your Brain on Drugs? Like that kind of thing. And really what we do now are the best effective modes of teaching it are sort of brain science and factual stuff and not big scare tactics. And also looking at the community and trying to build the strengths of the community. And so that is what we focus on, mm-hmm. is what do you want rather than what you don't want. But when it comes, but actually this is circling around to fentanyl, because when it comes to fentanyl, you do have to use scare tactics because it truly is a scary thing that's out there. So, you know, it's actually fairly simple to stay safe from fentanyl, but, we don't mince words in talking about like how dangerous it is.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no question about the danger aspects of it. I mean, back when I was at that age, about the most education we got was watching a film called Reefer Madness. Some of you might remember that, but that was a long, 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 long time ago. And of course, I had my days of, well, it went beyond experimenting for me, but you know what? I finally got smart and grew through my period of abuse, let's put it that way. And the thing is, we didn't have drugs like fentanyl back in the day.
Right. And even cannabis is so much stronger now that it's almost like a different drug. Like the plant itself has like 30 to 60% of THC in it, as opposed to like 1 to 3% when we were growing up.
Oh, that, there's no question about that. I mean, back in the day, I mean, you can, if you went and bought some weed at, let's say, at a weed store, yeah. You know, which they never, I never even could fantasize about that when I was a kid. The weed store was down in the alley at
yeah,
the
back
corner.
Yeah, wasn't it like head shops or, or something it was called?
Well, you could even get it. Well, I guess you could get it.
I mean,
it
you,
at
could
head
get,
shops,
like, but, you could get like paraphernalia.
Yeah, that's where we'd get our bongs and pipes and stuff. But anyway, I even tell my clients, and I'm right there with you. I work in the substance field at Fashion Youth and Family Services as the substance use disorder supervisor. But the thing is when I tell people, if you're going to smoke, well, there's a lot of issues here. Number one, for the youth, your brains are still forming. You're not even fully got it together yet. And when you start ingesting the caliber of weed nowadays, it really is going to stunt a lot of areas that you're going to need down the line, and it affects your decision-making process. It affects a lot of different areas, not to mention what it does to your relationships with your family and with your job, with your curriculum in school, with your grades. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
And, but the excuse I hear is, yeah, but it's legal. Say, well, you know, a lot of things are legal, but they're not good for you.
Right.
And
right.
And the thing is if people are going to be, when I say people, I mean adults are somewhere where they are smoking weed. When that joint comes around, if you don't know exactly where that weed came from, you taking a hit off of it could be taking a hit of fentanyl and not even know it. Because one of the biggest problems, my understanding is, with fentanyl is, number one, it doesn't mix well. If you're going to blend it in with something, I've heard it being mixed in with cocaine, I've heard it mixed in with weed, it doesn't blend well, and you can be smoking a joint, and all of a sudden you can get to a chunk, we'll just say, of the fentanyl in there, and that's the last hit of anything you're ever going to have, because you may not bounce back.
Yeah, and I think nowadays, like when the students are teaching it, they call it fentanyl poisoning, because most people, especially teenagers, are not going out like looking for fentanyl. So they get it by taking something else that is laced with fentanyl.
And let's say for instance, a student or somebody has been diagnosed with anxiety use disorder or PTSD or whatever the case is, and they're used to taking a certain medication. Let's say it's Adderall, or let's say it's Xanax, or whatever it is. If they're not getting it directly from the pharmacy and taking it directly out of the bottle that came from the pharmacy, there's areas where you can buy bootleg medications. You might think you're purchasing a little pill of whatever it may be, and because most of the stuff you buy off market, meaning on the streets, is going to be manufactured by something or someone other than the original pharmaceutical corporation, correct?
Yeah, and that's like basically, I mean, the main way to stay safe is to just not take anything that you don't know where it came from, like you just said.
Exactly. And if not only that, but it's highly illegal to offer, you know, somebody might be meaning well, and even a son or daughter might say, you know, my back really hurts, Mom. Can I have one of your pain pills? Well, you think you're doing a service to your loved one, but unless that's been prescribed to that individual specifically, number one, it's illegal, but number two, it could have serious, serious medical ramifications. Not only that, but you're introducing some very strong medication to somebody that might not know how to get back off of it, because some of these are just so addictive.
Yeah.
The power to want more gets to be bigger than us.
Yes. Agreed. Right. It's very addictive. It's, it's so addictive. So so this movie that we're showing, we are lucky enough to go to DC every year for a big conference on prevention. And we take some high school kids. This year, I went to see the movie, and the woman who runs the organization, it's called like the Aaron Neville Foundation, I believe.
Wow, really?
She was there showing the movie, and I went, and of course, I shed a couple tears, but she also offered a lot of good advice. And I mean, one of the things that the movie that we're showing on June 5th is about siblings that have lost their sibling to a fentanyl overdose, and specifically all of the kids featured in it, their sibling was not a major drug user. They just went for it one time, and the first time that they used it, they happened to get the uneven bit that had the fentanyl in it. And then Snapchat is kind of like ideal, because after they sell it to you, they can just disappear.
Oh, as far as being anonymous.
Right.
The dealer is anonymous. And the movie that Peg is referring to is going to be available for all of the Vashon residents to see at no charge. But the movie, it's called Come Back Home. And we'll give you the dates and times in a minute. But if you want to screen that movie ahead of time, you can just pull it up, because it's streaming online. And the website is ANF. That's anffilms.org. Okay?
Yeah, it is open to youth to see it, but we think that the parents should look at it first and see if their kid can handle that. And
if it's appropriate.
Yeah, because it's a powerful, emotional film.
Yep, it's very, very powerful. In fact, yeah, just check it out. I started watching it before today's show, and I couldn't watch all of it. I had to break it up and watch the rest later, because it's very heavy, but it's very, very educational.
Yes.
Is it a scare tactic? Absolutely, because it's scary when our friends are dying in front of us, or when our friends leave home and hit the streets and we don't hear from them until we see their face on a flyer somewhere, because the police want information on how that person ended up in the morgue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sad fact about it. And that's coming up on June 5th. It's going to be a Thursday night, okay, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be right over at McMurray Middle School. And everybody knows where that is, on Cemetery Road. But 5:30 to 8, McMurray Middle School Thursday, June 5. It's just 2 days away. So
2 days away. No.
Well, because this will air.
Oh, right. Oops. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, no, it's not.
We're in a time warp.
Yeah. So you should come. And then after the movie is about 25 minutes. And then Chief Davidson, the fire chief, is going to be giving a talk on fentanyl. And I went to one of their talks. It's really good. And I thought I knew everything there was to know, but I didn't. So they have some interesting things. And they can also talk specifically about like Vashon and what they are doing on Vashon to help with this problem. And then this is my favorite part. We are going to have some teenagers there, and they are part of a club at the high school called Teens Leading Change. And they're going to go and introduce themselves, and then parents can ask them questions about how to address this with your kids. What kind of feedback would they like? You can also talk to them about other drugs or vaping or what their concerns are, like even bullying or whatever. So they're just going to be there to chat with parents.
Nice. And I'll tell you what, I am really looking forward to being there. I will have fentanyl test strips available to anyone that wants them. I will also have Narcan kits there, free of charge to anyone that feels as though that would be appropriate for them. And I would imagine the Vashon Fire and Rescue Mobile Integrated Health Department will probably be advertising when they will be having life-saving lessons for the community on how to administer Narcan to someone that might be going through an overdose.
Yes. And all the students learn that too in their high school. In the we also in I think a couple different years, but we teach teen mental health first aid to all the sophomores, and we go through like what to do in the case of an overdose. Mm-hmm. So the teenagers probably know, and they can teach their parents.
Absolutely. And you know what? And when we give out Narcan kits, I tell people, you know, it's probably not going to be needed at home in the bathroom drawer. I tell people, keep it in your car, the glove compartment.
Yeah.
Because you're going to probably run across an overdose when you're out and about somewhere or in a parking lot, or you see somebody on the ground. That's when it's needed.
Yeah, right. Like, just put it in your purse or put it in your car. Or I have gloves in my car from like a CPR class that I took. And mm-hmm. Thank goodness I've never had to use it. But it's there, and my Narcan is there. And I probably won't have to use it, but you never know. So it's just that be prepared thing.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I like to stress, too, for people that might be a little bit intimidated about approaching someone, the key things to remember is, number one, you have an opportunity to save someone's life. That's a gift, being able to be presented with that right in front of you. You have the kit, use it. And number two, either you or somebody close by needs to dial 911 and say nothing more than, we have someone that's unresponsive and we need help now.
Yeah.
They don't need to know it's a drug overdose, because that can add some stigma around that as well. And because that's irrelevant at that point. There's somebody dying here potentially.
Right. Right. And even if they become awake during Narcan, 911 should still be called.
Absolutely. And oftentimes it takes more than one dose of Narcan.
Right.
I've talked to people that fortunately are still alive because they needed up to 5 doses of Narcan.
Oh, wow.
Just to keep going. I mean, wow. That's how strong of an effect some of these drugs have on people.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's just, it's so crazy nowadays. You'll see, what I don't understand is somebody might be going and purchasing a gram of Coke. Well, Coke is an upper. Picks you up. Makes you party longer, you think, yeah. This and that. But dealers are lacing their cocaine with fentanyl, which is a downer.
Right.
It's like, what? Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's crazy.
And in fact, I've had clients at a different agency that I worked at, that a couple went and they were going to go out on a special event. They thought, well, let's just get a gram of Coke to bring. Well, they picked up a gram of coke and chopped out some lines. She did a line. You know, she happened to be okay or appeared to be okay. He did a line. He isn't here anymore.
Yeah, so sad.
That's the part that had the fentanyl in it. And you can't tell by looking at it.
Right.
And it's all powder.
Right. And I actually, very sadly, do have a friend that lost her son to fentanyl. And it was a similar situation where one person took half and that person was fine. And then her son took the other half and he passed away.
Well, I'll tell you what, we don't have to look too far just to know that there's been several people on our island that are no longer with us.
Yes, and I'm very thankful that it has not impacted any youth as of yet, but there have been adults, right?
Well, and the thing that I really admire about what you're doing with VARSA and with McMurray Middle School is really promoting peer support.
Yes.
That's the most effective form of support people can get because it's coming from, you know, our own people, you know, and people are going to be speaking from experience. Maybe if they're not using, maybe another family member. And in a lot of cases, the parents are using.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame nowadays, folks.
Yeah. To keep them, you know, to show that a lot of kids are choosing not to use. We tend to think, to overestimate how many people we think are using various drugs and stuff, but it's a lot less than you would think. Like, sometimes I'll see on Facebook that someone's like, McMurray is like a hotbed of drugs, and I'm like, no, it really isn't. Right. Like, there are some kids, but most kids aren't even close to using or experimenting.
Well, and it's the hard fact of it is a lot of times when youth starts using, it's because there are some underlying issues. It could be some various forms of abuse, whether it be sexual abuse, it could be, it could be verbal abuse, it could be neglect, it could be any number of things, and they're going to want to feel better, and the quickest way to do that is with some kind of substance. So Vashon Youth and Family Services and some of the services that you offer at the middle school and at VARSA are designed for mental health. And if you have some issues that you need somebody safe to talk about it anonymously, reach out to any one of these organizations because that's why they're here, is to help. And hopefully that will prevent you from going into a more destructive way to deal with. We all have issues. Let's just face it.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding. I do.
I do. We all have our issues, but there's so much more opportunity for help nowadays. So, you know, and we got to remember as the teen brain develops, it's hardwired for risk-taking, including experimenting with drugs and alcohol. Yet this is also a time when the brain is most vulnerable to the effects and dangers of substance use. So get the lowdown on what's really going on, what our youth have access to, and what we can do to support our teens, both as parents and as community members. So that's going to be Thursday, June 5th, 5:30, be at McMurray Middle School. And if you want to see that film ahead of time, it's called Come Back Home. And you can see that by just pulling up on your computer or your laptop, anffilms.org. Peggy, thank you so much for being a guest today.
You're welcome.
And it's been a pleasure to have you. And what else do we have going on coming up? Anything from VARSA?
I thought you were waiting for someone else to pipe in.
I'm just getting my cue. Well, I've got another minute to stretch with you.
We don't, but we teach youth mental health first aid to adults. We'll have one in the fall. So if you're interested, you could just tell us and we'll put you on our first ask list. And then we teach a parenting class called Guiding Good Choices that parents really like a lot. And that is usually in the spring. And then we just, you know, work with youth and Oh, we'll be at this. We're helping with the strawberry fest that you talked about at the beginning, the teen jam. So that'll be fun.
Great. And I know you have a lot of events in the works. And at VYFS, we want to work hand in hand with VARSA and anything we can do in helping to reach out with prevention on the island. And I also wanted to mention that everybody should tune in every Tuesday at 1:30.
Yeah.
For Adventures in Recovery, because I love to announce up-and-coming events here.
What a great podcast. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Peggy. And thanks to Truman, our soundboard executive, for helping me out today with this program. It's always a pleasure. And we've got a great team here at Voice of Vashon. And, you know, that is KVSHLP Vashon, your listener support, Island Connection. Tom Walston saying, thanks again for listening every day, everybody. Enjoy the summer.